Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Exodus 20, 3 and 4.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Exodus 20, 3 and 4. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. As a career missionary, I've had many opportunities to visit countries where idol worship is the norm. On one occasion, I witnessed a family thank an earthen image for a good harvest. This sculpture of sorts sat about 3 feet high. Coins and several little dishes containing rice, lentils, and fruit sat at its feet, untouched, of course. Its face had been smeared with red powder, something the people in that culture did to their own faces to mark a celebration, and it wore a necklace made of orange marigolds. The family sang and danced, and then the men sacrificed a goat and sprayed the idol and the altar all around it with blood. I've witnessed oodles of other idol-worshipping incidents in various cultures, and I've seen it here in my own. It looks different, but it's idolatry just the same. God's thoughts about idols are very clear. Today's verse tells us what he said about them in the Ten Commandments. But he said so much more throughout the Old Testament. On one occasion, Moses became his prophetic mouthpiece to the Israelites. Deuteronomy 4 records Moses' words. Verses 25 and 26 say, "When you father children and have grandchildren, and you grow old in the land, and you act corruptly and make an idol in the form of anything, and do what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today, that you will certainly perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to take possession of it. You will not live long on it, but will be utterly destroyed." Did you notice that Moses didn't say, "if you act corruptly and make an idol"? He said, "when you act corruptly and make an idol." God knew their hearts were bent on going their own way. He commanded them and warned them, but still they disobeyed. He disciplined them, and they confessed and returned to him until they disobeyed again. Moses had seen the pattern repeat itself far too often, so in Deuteronomy 4:15, he told the people to watch themselves carefully. In the original Hebrew, the word "watch" meant to be on guard. It was similar to the Greek word "phulasso," which meant to set up a guard against enemy attacks. It's the same word God used when he commanded Adam to guard the Garden of Eden. Unfortunately, Adam failed to fulfill, and we know how the enemy successfully attacked him and Eve. Moses warned the people that they would become corrupt and make an idol of any shape if they didn't watch themselves. It had happened before, and it would happen again. That word "corrupt" is the same used in Genesis 6:11 and 12, which say, "Now the earth was corrupt, in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. God had better plans in store for his people than to see idolatry and corruption destroy them. His intent was that they live in a covenant relationship with him. He would be their one and only God, and they would be his special chosen people. The word covenant is mentioned 27 times in Deuteronomy. It means to break bread, a tradition practiced in the Middle East. To share a meal was to enter a forever friendship. It was making a promise to protect and help one another. Moses, 3 leaders, and 70 elders ate with God on the mountain, an event symbolic of a forever commitment to one another. By walking in step with God in obedience to his commands, the Israelites would become a light to the ungodly nations surrounding them. Their lives would demonstrate wisdom and understanding, and the nations would stand up and take notice. God commanded the people to love him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, so they could be that light. But they chose instead to commit spiritual adultery. And God, understandably, was jealous of their affection being lavished on other things, lifeless things that couldn't return their love or help them in any way. For the people's sake, to bring them back to their senses for their own good, he disciplined them like a loving parent disciplines his child. But he never stopped loving them. Deuteronomy 4:28 and 29 say, "There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or eat or smell. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul." Idolatry has been a problem since the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve loved themselves more than the one and only God who lavished love on them. The Israelites fell into it several thousand years ago, as did other cultures. And guess what? Humanity is still committing idolatry today. It might not always look like what I described at the beginning of today's episode, but it's spiritual adultery. We worship our physical appetites and make food our God. I've been there and done that and still struggle with that. We worship our jobs, our bank account, and our investments. We worship our social media platforms, our physical appearance, our physical comfort, and even our family. Whatever we love more than God, whatever we can't imagine living without, is a lesser God. Let's stop repeating history. Let's make a stand for what's right and what brings a smile to God's face. Let's seek him with all our heart and soul. Let's love him as he deserves with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let's lavish our love on the God who lavishly loves us. Let's pray. God, thank you for loving us sacrificially and unconditionally. It's not too much that you want us to love you back. Forgive us for seeking to satisfy our needs with lesser gods. Turn our hearts back to you and help us remain faithful because you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.